You are now tuned in to the Togetherness Podcast with your host, Andre D. Harrison, where we discuss life, marriage, and relationships. Hope you enjoy today's topic. Doing? Thank you guys so much for watching. We are now live. You are watching Rap with Dre on the Togetherness Podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching week by week. Thank you guys so much for engaging with me in conversation about whatever topic that I speak about. I really appreciate you guys. This is something that I've been trying to do for a little while. Get Vocal allowed me the platform to be able to do it in a way that... break a leg. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. Get Vocal allowed us all, everybody that's on Get Vocal, a platform to be able to broadcast not just to Get Vocal, but also to Facebook, YouTube, and Periscope at the same time. Pastor Dave, how's it going? Thanks so much for watching. Edwin, Wagwan. How's everything going? Those are for the people watching on Facebook. Again, I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be able to come into your homes, into your cars, into your places of work, wherever you are, and you taking the opportunity for at least this hour, 45 minutes to an hour, to spend with me. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. If you're watching through YouTube or Get Vocal or Facebook and it's not live, thank you guys so much for taking the time to watch this video. I appreciate it. And if you're listening right now through the podcast, whether you're listening on Apple, Google, Spotify, Anchor, all the other podcast platforms, I appreciate you guys so much for listening. Without you guys, I really couldn't do this every week because I'll be doing it for no reason. So you guys are giving me a reason to do it. All right. So I appreciate you guys so much. You guys are part of the Togetherness family, the Rap with Dre family. And if you don't know what Togetherness Podcast is, this is a podcast that talks about life, marriage, and relationships from a biblical perspective. I'm a Christian. I've been a pastor for a number of years, but I'm not perfect. I don't pretend to be perfect. And one thing I do rely on is God's word to be able to live the best life that I can live, and encourage others to do the same also. Whether or not you believe or not, there's principles in the Bible that would help everybody. But my hope is that you would, but I can't force that upon you. However, that's not going to stop me from being a blessing to you anyway. I don't pretend to be a marriage or relationship expert. I'm just a guy who failed in his marriage, wanted to receive the help that I can get to become a better person. I also wanted to receive the skills to be able to help others that are in or is approaching the same kind of situation that I was in when I got divorced, so that I can help them out. So I went back to school, got my master's in marriage and family counseling, and I'm setting out to help as many people as I can. And hopefully I can help you guys out too. Edwin writes on Facebook, one thing I don't expect from anyone is perfection. Thank you guys so much. As long as you don't expect perfection from me, I'm good, because then I don't have to fall too far, right? And Egg, how you doing, Luce? Thank you guys so much for watching. Hey, Nay, I don't work at the Carter Center anymore, but I do frequent there often just to say hi to everybody there. All right. So back to what I was saying, I don't pretend to be a love guru. That's not who I am. However, I do find that I'm somewhat successful in helping couples get through some of the challenges that they face. And in most cases, people already know what they need to do. They just need the encouragement to get to that place where they feel confident enough to do it. And that's why I'm here. I don't have all the answers. Most people that come to me already know the answers. They just need confirmation of those answers. And I'm willing to help out with that as well. I do help couples with counseling, marriage coaching, and family coaching. If you ever need any kind of services such as that, and you would like to reach out to me, please do so. There's a couple of ways you can get in touch with me on social media. Instagram, my Instagram handle is at Andre_D_Harrison. Visit my Instagram page, click follow, let's connect. Twitter at Andre D. Harrison, all one word, Andre D. Harrison, and Facebook at the.andre.d.harrison. I'm not the Andre D. Harrison. It's the only domain I can choose because Andre D. Harrison was already taken, and I wonder who that person is. I'm gonna find you. We're gonna talk. All right. And also, I have a YouTube channel with my sons. Me and my sons have a YouTube channel. I'm getting hearts on Facebook. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Keep the hearts coming. Keep it coming. We have a YouTube channel. It's called Harrison Family Vlogs. If you go on YouTube.com and you go into the search portion and you click on Harrison Family Vlogs, we should be the first thing that pops up. Harrison Family Vlogs. Please visit it. I just posted up a video yesterday. My son got his permit. No, the day before yesterday. No, it was yesterday. My son got his permit. I'm going to have to teach him how to drive. But I'm happy to do so. Also, I also have a YouTube channel where these shows air live and can be seen after it airs live. And if you search Togetherness, Marriage, and Family, that's TWO-Getherness. T-W-O. It's a play on words. Everything, to make a marriage work, you need two people. Two people. That's why it's togetherness, all right? Okay. Thanks so much, Rich. I appreciate that. We'll talk after. I know Rich just hit me up. We'll talk after, all right? Now, you can also listen to a podcast on several platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, and by searching Togetherness Podcast. The name of this podcast is Togetherness Podcast. So even if you can't watch the show live for a certain amount of time, maybe you're home, you got to help your children with homework, you got to finish preparing dinner, and you can't watch it on Facebook because you're doing so much. But let's say you're on your way to work. You can log on to Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, any of those podcasts, search Togetherness Podcast, that's TWO Togetherness Podcast, and you can listen on your way to work, while you're working out, so on and so forth. So hopefully I'm able to help you guys out. And if you have any recommendations for me, please do so. Like, we're in this together. We're a community together. We're doing this together. All right. That's just me promoting togetherness. All right. Lastly, you can support this podcast several ways. Now, some of us aren't comfortable with giving money, and that's fine. But if you are and you would like to support this podcast every month, you can do so by visiting my Patreon page by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/ Andre D. Harrison. And you can give as little as $5 a month to help support this podcast. Now, some of us aren't comfortable giving money, or we're not in a place to support financially. You can also support by sharing these videos out, sharing it with your friends, telling everybody about it, asking them to listen live and watch live or listen to the podcast. That's another way that you can help support the show, the podcast, especially if you know somebody that may be entering a season in their marriage where they may need some guidance. They have children that are very hard to manage and they need some guidance and so on and so forth. All right. Now for the topic of the day. Now, if you are older, this may be for you, especially if you're single and you're looking for love. We live in a day where over 50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of those marriages end in divorce, and there's collateral damage. Collateral damage is the children. Like, the children are affected by divorce as well. And what happens is, when there's a divorce, some people don't want to live life alone, so they want to get remarried. In most cases, they're going to marry somebody that already has kids. That means that they'll be entering into a blended family. So today we're going to be talking about how we can make a blended family work. Do I have all the answers? Do I have all the answers? No. Do I pretend to have all the answers? No. So if you have input, if you have anything that you would like to share, I promise you I will read it on Get Vocal. I'll read it on Facebook. I'll read it on YouTube. Let's have a decent dialogue about how people can make blended families work, because it's not easy. It's challenging. It's hard. First off, you may notice something different. It's my background. I moved the podcast. Well, I moved my stuff into my room because I was on my living room table and it was taking up a lot of room. And my kids were getting frustrated saying, hey, I can't eat anywhere. So I bought a desk, put everything in my room, put up my Batman poster, put up my Liberty University, LU, all right? Put up a chalkboard and said, hey, I'm going to do it from in here from now on. And this is where all my podcasts will be airing live from now on. All right? Now, also, true story. I picked up... I picked up a DNA thing. I'm going to be doing a DNA thing soon. I won't be doing that live. I will be posting up this video. I'm not sure if you guys want to know this, but I'm going to be posting up a video on Harrison Family Vlog. So if you want to know what my DNA makeup is and where my family's from, go to Harrison Family Vlogs on YouTube. Click subscribe, click the bell next to it, and it will let you know when I post that video. Now, back to the topic, all right? Back to the topic. Blended families is a very challenging thing in today's time and any time for that matter, okay? And if you are above the age of 30 and you're looking to date, chances are you're dating somebody with kids. It's not always the case, but that's the chances because we live in a time now where people are looking to have children and they're not really looking to get married. So, or because sex is viewed as a recreational activity, you know, there's a strong likelihood that somebody will get pregnant and they may keep the baby. And when you date somebody, you'll be dating somebody that probably has children. You know what's also true? You probably will be dating somebody with children even if you're 25 and looking to date somebody in your own age. It is what it is. Edwin wrote, this should be interesting. Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting topic, all right? And even though you're 25, you still can suffer from what I call the BFB, okay? That's my unofficial, unprofessional diagnosis for people who are struggling, and that's called blended family blues, BFB, all right? Hey, Patricia, how's it going? Patricia's on getting vocal right now, so how you doing? All right, blended families can be a very challenging thing. A blended family is when a person marries another person who has children. Okay, or they're looking to get involved with somebody that, well, marry. Let's keep it at that. Looking to marry somebody that has children, okay? And there are a lot of challenges that go with that. Now, let's talk about some of the challenges, okay? First and foremost, some adults are set in their ways. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. You know those blues, Luz? Yeah, man, it's a tough diagnosis that I need to make sometime, but it needs to be made. All right, so let's be honest, people. Let's be honest. One of the biggest challenges about blended families are the adults. Adults are set in their ways. You are set in your ways. You want things the way you want things, how you want things, when you want things, why you want them. Did I say how you want them? Yeah, all that. All the W questions and the H questions, you want it that way, period, right? So it's hard for you to... allow somebody to come into your life and actually be equal with you in everything because you're set in your ways. You want things the way you want them, all right? It is what it is. That's how most adults are. And that happens because we've lived so long independent that I got everything covered. I got everything covered, you know? So I really don't want somebody coming in messing up what I already established. That's sort of like a safe place for you, but it may not be the best place for you. So try not to be set in your ways. Next. Children are really excited about their parents remarrying, okay? Unless the parent has never been married, children will most likely not be excited, especially if they witness a divorce happen. They probably won't be excited about you or somebody or their other parent being married again. They're not going to jump out of the rafters shouting out, yeah, do it. It's just not going to happen. Don't expect that. It's not going to happen. Let's just be real, okay? In most cases, children aren't excited about their parents remarrying. They can be manipulative or borderline manipulative. Very true, that too. Next, relationships between the biological parents. How do you know that it's actually over? How do you know that there aren't built up resentment? Hey Sonia, how you doing? How do you know that there isn't built up resentment there? Like what kind of relationship happens there, right? Next, another challenge, jealousy. It could be the children jealous of the new parent in the home. It could be the parent jealous of the children that's already there. It could be all those things. These are challenges that people that are looking to get into blended families will probably face. Okay? Priority shifts. Priority shifts. If I'm a single man, right, and I wind up dating and falling in love with a woman that has children, and I'm used to doing things on my own, going where I want to go, and where I want to go, and not having to explain myself to anybody or their children, it's going to be difficult for me to adjust my priorities. What if I go every single night to play basketball with my boys, and now I'm getting married to somebody that has children, and there's additional responsibilities that I need to take care of, and I really didn't think those things through, and now I'm upset because now I have kids at my house that aren't even mine, that I have to look after, and I just want to go outside with my boys and play ball, right? So there's priority shifts that makes it challenging for blended families to come together. And also alone time, okay? If you are single and you don't have kids, and you start dating and you marry somebody with kids, alone time could be a very big challenge. Parents know this. They know this. Your kids will open up your door, come in your room, ask you questions. Some kids are even bold enough to, when you're sitting on the toilet, doing what you need to do, releasing the toxins from your body, they'll come in, close the door, sit on the tub and have a straight conversation with you about school because you can't even get alone time in your own bathroom. It happens. All right? Let's be real. So alone time is going to be one of those challenges that you will face not having alone time is going to be a challenge that you will face when you go into a relationship and you're looking for to be in a blended family. Okay. Now, with that, before you go into a blended family, there's some questions that you should be asking yourself and asking each other. This is just the realities of it. You shouldn't go into a blended family situation without asking a couple of questions. And these questions are just a guide. You shouldn't ask only these questions, or you shouldn't ask precisely these questions. Like, it's not exhaustive. These are recommended questions that you should ask. I got some of these questions from Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Trent, who are experts in marriage and family counseling. expert in marriage and family counseling. Now, check out some of these questions, and hopefully these questions will help you out. How does the partner without children feel about having kids? And this is an important question because some men will see a woman and think she is absolutely beautiful. Physically, she's everything that he ever wanted in a female, right? And for the meantime, he's even willing to overlook her having children, all right? But he never really wanted to have kids in the first place. You got to be able to ask those questions. Does the partner without kids want kids or not? If they don't want kids, if they never want kids, even if they're not his biological or her biological kids, if they never wanted to have kids, that's a red flag. Don't get involved. Try to cut the relationship or change the status of the relationship to only friends. Do not get into that relationship. Do not marry that person unless they're willing to truly change, or they fell in love with the kids, because some people without kids wind up getting around or their partner's children, falling in love with the children and becoming an amazing blended family. But it is a red flag that you have to work out and question. So I'm not saying to dismiss it right away, but question it. Okay. Next question. How will they be willing to help support the children emotionally, financially, physically, and spiritually? All right. If there's another adult in the home, they have to care for the home. The children are a part of that home. Okay, that's a part of what it means to be a blended family. All right, Patricia, see you soon. I know Patricia's going back and forth between two shows. My boy, Dr. Vibe, is airing live right now on Get Vocal also. Usually it's at 9:00, but he had to do this interview at 8 because his guests could only do it at 8. So I support you, Dr. Vibe. Thank you so much for all that you do. And I'm hoping that your show is absolutely successful right now. And after I'm done, I'll be rewatching that show. All right. Next question. Where does the children live? Do they live with the biological mom or the biological father? Will the children be living with you? Or will your spouse's children be living with you guys? Is the other parent involved? If they are involved, how are they involved? Brother Kente, what's going on, my brother? How you feeling? Lose rule, exactly. Absolutely. Does the other parent come into the house and room as he or her pleases? Like, and that's very big, very big. You have your home. The other biological parent should not be roaming around your home, period. There's a foyer and there's a living room. They shouldn't be in the bedroom unless you guys have that type of arrangement. All right. But if they're willing to just roam the house, that's something that needs to be questioned. It'll be extremely uneasy for the person that's not the biological parent that's coming into the family to accept that. So that's a question that you guys have to ask. Is the other parent able to roam around the house free without, you know, being checked and saying, listen, there's new rules in the house. You can't be going up to the kid's room anymore. I know this makes things uneasy, but, you know, let's be honest. You know, if I have to work at night and I'm in the shower and you're dropping off your child and I come outside and I'm getting out the shower and I see you, it's going to be awkward. It's going to be very awkward. So just drop the child off downstairs and kiss him on the forehead and say good night. You got to ask these questions, all right? Some people have that kind of dynamic in their relationship, and that's fine. But for the sake of clarity, these questions should be asked. Luz writes, my baby father wasn't even welcomed inside at all. Yeah. And in some cases, that may be the healthiest thing for the family, the best thing for the family at that point. Next question. What kind of relationship does a prospective spouse have with the other parent? Is the relationship with the other parent volatile? Is it is there bitterness? Do they like each other? Do they hate each other? Do they have to go to the police station to exchange children? These are questions that you need to ask because you got to realize that you're going to be in that kind of situation. If you're the person that you're looking to get involved with and marry, if she or he has a bad relationship with their ex or their children's parent, that's going to fall over and spill over on you. So you have to ask those questions. You got to be honest with yourself and ask yourself if you're willing to put up with that. If you're not willing to put up with something like that, it's okay to say, I care for you, but this may be a lot for me. It's okay. It's okay. All right. Breaking up is not a bad thing. All right. Other question. Is there bitterness involved? Another question is, what will the children call the non-biological parent? Will it be mom? Will it be calling by their first names? Please don't call them by Mr. and the last name, because that's just extremely formal, not really good for a family dynamic. But what would the children be calling the new biological parent? Is it mom? Is it dad? Pop? Come up with titles that's just for them that they can use with the new parent. Okay. What are the visitation agreements and arrangements? These are questions, important questions that need to be asked if you're looking to get into a blended family situation. Edwin writes, if it's toxic and bitter, I'm breezing. Yeah, it's, for some people, that's the best thing. Most people want peace out of life. Going into a blended family is going to be crazy, okay? And you got, and if you're willing to deal with that and grow with that, more power to you. But if you don't feel like you can be in that situation for your sanity, it's nothing shameful to say, I do care for you, but this is not what I asked for, and I know that if I'm involved in this, I won't be the best parent for your children. So on and so forth. So if you're looking to get into a blended family, ask these questions. Next question, probably one of the most awkward questions. Is child support involved? If you're and disclaimer, let's just cut to the chase. And I'm saying this to the moms and the dads who have issues paying child support, okay? If you're dating somebody that does not willingly pay child support, or they complain about having to pay child support, run for the hills. That's a very big red flag. Do not get involved, and this may be judgmental on my part, but it is also indicative of the type of person that they are. If they complain about having to pay child support, or they're looking for loopholes and ways to not pay their fair share amount to care for their children financially, run for the hills. Do not get involved, because that's only going to put yourself in a situation where you're in a bitter, volatile, blended family situation. Do not get involved with somebody who does not willingly pay child support or support the child financially, and they got to complain about it. I'm going to say it. Don't do it. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. It's best that you don't get involved with somebody that complains about having to financially care for their children. All right. But ask those questions. Is there child support involved? How will that affect you? Will you have to help pay the child support, or would you have to help supplement non-child support being paid? Things like that. You got to ask yourself these questions. Have you created new family traditions with the other parent? Who will handle the discipline of the children? Very big and a very important question. Who will handle the discipline? And I'm not talking about spankings. I'm talking about reinforcing the rules in the home. Who will be responsible for that? Will it just be the biological parent in the relationship? Will it only be the non-biological parent in the relationship? Will it be both? You guys got to be able to ask those questions. Edwin Wright, that alone gets 4 strikes. Very true. And what type of relationship are you expecting me to have with your children? Ask that to, if you are the coming into a relationship with somebody that has children, ask that mother or that father, the biological parent, what expectations do you have of me when it comes to your children? What kind of relationship do you expect me to have with your children? Okay. Now, next steps. How to keep the healthy family, blended family. I'm going to have some coffee real quick. How to maintain a healthy blended family. Now, again, this is not exhaustive. These are some things that you can do to try to help you develop a healthy blended family situation. First thing you should do is go into the relationship looking to make the children your own children. Okay. And if I could recommend this, try to avoid using titles that begin with step. Okay. When you have that step title, it creates some sort of a divide. It's an invisible divide, but it sort of says, this is my wife's child. This is my husband's child. The reason why I'm in this situation or I'm with them is because of my wife or my husband or whatever. This is their child. So when I say this is my stepchild, I'm saying this is, I'm married into this. Like, I really didn't, I may not want this, but it is what it is. I'm in it. So try to avoid step if you can. Try to not to use terms like this is my stepson, my stepdaughter, my stepchildren. Try to go into it thinking that these are going to be my children too. Okay, this is going to be my family, my children also, and I'm not going to title them with step because I want them to feel like they are mine. Okay, maintain another step. Maintain a healthy marriage. One of the best things you can do for your children is show that you can have a healthy marriage. They will see that. And eventually, when, and let's say you're in a situation where your children don't, the other children don't really like you and they give you a hard time. If they see that you genuinely make their mom or their father happy, they'll, when they get older, they'll start to see it and they'll bend a little bit and they'll start to open up. Okay. So make sure that you maintain a healthy marriage with your spouse. That's one of the greatest things you can do to help maintain a healthy blended family. Another thing is cooperate with the biological parent. This may be hard to do. I do a workshop with parents that are at odds with one another. It's called Healthy Co-Parenting. It's a great workshop. If you ever want me to do it for you guys, please let me know. I'll travel and I'll come to whatever schools, workshops, community centers to conduct this workshop. But in the workshop, I talk about several things that help two people who don't like each other work together to co-parent in a healthy way so that their children grow up in a secure place. You see, when children grow up in a divided home, they grow up with a lot of insecurities. But if they can see their parents cooperating, especially for the sake of their child, that child grows up secure. They think to themselves, wow, I know mom and dad don't really like each other. They don't even love each other, let alone like each other. But they get along because of me. That makes them feel extremely secure. Leah, the life coach, is in the building. How you doing? How's everything going? So that helps them create a more secure base, okay? Make sure that the biological parent does not feel like they're being kicked out of the family also. If you go into the relationship, even though the children may live with you, don't ever consider yourself the main parent, okay? And let's say, and this is a little bit off the topic, if you are a single parent in a home raising your children by yourself, don't ever think that you are the main parent. You're not the main parent. The kids may live with you, but you're not the main parent. You may be the custodial parent, but you're not the main parent. So try to remove that from your thinking, remove that from your psyche. The other parent is just as important as you are. Same deal, okay? If you are getting married into that situation and the kids live with you, you're not the main parent. Don't pretend to be, okay? And try not to make the other parent, the other biological parent, feel like they're being kicked out of the family, because you're going to get resistance. What you want to try to do is go into the situation of a blended family as peaceful as possible. So try not to create resistance, all right? Try to make sure that the family is open and the children have just as much access to both parents as possible. Another thing is establish new traditions, okay? But before you can establish new traditions, you have to help the children and the family mourn old traditions. There's some things that they used to do that they will not be able to do anymore, and the children will feel bad about it. Don't downplay it. Don't tell the kids, well, we can make new traditions because they're going to see you as trying to replace their parent. Let them know that you understand that it's a new dynamic, it's a new situation, and you would never want to rip them from what they already know. Let them feel comfortable about that. And then, in addition to the old traditions, try to create new traditions as well. Ellen writes, I agree, both parents are important. Very true. And people don't understand this. And if you are the type of parent that would keep your children away from the other parent, understand that by doing that, you're creating insecure children. One of the best things you can do for your child, whether or not the other parent pays child support or not, the best thing you can do for your child is allow the other parent, if they are safe, if the other parent's not abusive, if you allow your child to have access as much as they want to the other parent, your child will grow up a little bit more secure. Okay, just saying that, putting it out there. That's for you, all right? That's free advice, all right? So establish new traditions after mourning the loss of old traditions, all right? Try to do events where you guys go away together. New traditions for Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving, things like that. Respect the child's feelings. And Q-tip. I learned this in TCIS training, Therapeutic Crisis Intervention for Students training. Q-tip, you may have heard this. Quit taking it personal. It's not always about you. And especially if you're an adult getting married into a blended family, it's definitely not only about you. There are children involved that has to deal with a lot of emotional trauma. So no, you're not going to be in an ideal situation where the children automatically call you mom or dad. How you doing, Tony? Mom and dad, and they're looking to have a blissful relationship with you. It's not going to always happen like that. And can it? Absolutely. Is it ideal? Yes. Will it happen most likely? No, they're going to be upset. They're going to be angry. They're not going to like you at first. Okay. Respect the children's feelings and don't take it personal. They don't even know you enough for you to take it personal. Okay. So don't take it personal and don't expect children to automatically respect you because you're an adult. That's not how trust works in any age group. It doesn't work that way. Children may be quiet. They may be silent. All right. But they may not trust you. And when kids grow up and you don't establish trust with that child, they're going to end up disrespecting you when they feel big enough and old enough to do whatever they want. Develop trust first, but you can do that by quit taking things personal. Allow them to have their feelings. At the same time, tell them, listen, that was a little hurtful, a little disrespectful. And I would appreciate, I understand that you're going through feelings and I empathize with you. If I was in your situation, I would probably be feeling the same thing. So you can act out in any way you wish without being disrespectful, and I will support you any way I can, okay? But don't take things personal, because we're adults, and it's hard for us to manage our emotions sometimes. How many times people at work get on our nerves and we be ready to meet them outside at 5:05 after we clock out to handle our business? How many times? That's because we can't emotionally handle ourselves, you know, and when people disrespect us, or when we are in situations that are new, when we don't want to be in a situation, because that's the way we are, right? That's the way people are. Children lack the ability to cope well. That's something that has to be developed. Coping skills, resilience, is something that's developed. That's why you can't take it personal if your spouse's children aren't respectful with you right away. That's going to take time, and they need to be able to touch you. How you doing, Melvin? How's it going? Kente wrote, don't be like F your feelings. Precisely, yeah. You got to be able to care for their feelings. And Ellen's laughing on Facebook. It's the truth, all right? Next, don't rush into building a parent-child relationship. If you are marrying somebody that has children, or you're dating somebody that has children, and you realize this is leading to marriage, don't rush into establishing a parent-child relationship, because that child doesn't trust you. Take it slow. Take it slow. Take it easy. Establish an appropriate adult-child relationship. More like a mentor and a friend, all right? Like appropriate. Allow that to grow. Allow that to blossom, and allow it to gradually get to the place where you've developed trust. You've developed a rapport. They start seeing you as a parent figure. And then you can start moving into that place where you are operating more like a parent and less like the boyfriend or the girlfriend of the person you're dating. Oh, thank you, Leah. I appreciate the kind words. All right. And you guys can tell me what you think. Evan writes, it's a good thing I don't work at New York Sports Club anymore. Yeah. All right. And children need to know that an adult can be trusted before they can open up. They have. I'm a teacher, and I deal with children that are amazing. I love my students. I love my students. But sometimes the students go through, I would say, emotional trauma, and they're not able to communicate how they feel properly. They act out because their feelings are valid. They just don't know how to appropriately express those feelings, and they go through a lot, right? I'm a teacher. I don't expect my kids to automatically open up and trust me because I'm Mr. Harrison. It's not going to happen. I have to develop a relationship. I have to develop a rapport. I have to earn their trust. That's another thing that adults have a problem with. We think trust need to be automatically given because we have a title, or we're older, or we're grown. No. Trust needs to be earned. Earned. All right. You're not going to go up to somebody in the street and say, hey, listen, I have, $1,000 in my pocket, right? And it's a little bulky. All right. Can you hold this for me? Because it can't fit in my pocket. Can you just hold this for me and walk with me to my house? Because it's just very uncomfortable and I just can't do it. And I know it's a crazy example, but just stay with me, right? You're not going to trust somebody with that because they haven't earned your trust. Okay. They haven't earned your trust. Children need to know that you can be trusted, and that trust can only be earned. You got to be able to earn that trust. And part of that is quit taking it personal. Okay? Quit taking it personal. Going into a blended family is not going to be easy. However, it can work. You can have a very happy, healthy, blended family where the parents have a good relationship with one another, and the children have a relationship with both the biological parent and the non-biological parent. And if you notice the language that I'm using, I'm saying biological parent and the non-biological parent, because once a person gets married to another person with children, there shouldn't be a a divide. You're still part of the same family. Hey, D, how are you? How's everybody doing? How's the family? How's Pastor Brenda and your brother, sister, and everybody? I hope all is well. But I'm telling you, like, that's the, it's important. You can have a blended family. And if you want, I can make myself available to you if you are having struggles in your blended family, or you're looking to get married to somebody who has children, or you have children and you're marrying somebody without, or marrying somebody with children. I'm here to help you guys out. I have a website called togethernesscoaching.com. That's togetherness with T-W-O, togethernesscoaching.com, all one word. And you can see the services I help people with there, with premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family coaching, marriage coaching, things like that, to really help you guys out. Like, what's the sense of me going to school and earning this degree and not helping people out? I'm looking to help as many people out. I remember when I was going through my divorce, I wish I had the help. I had a person to help me the way I want to be able to help others. Hope that makes sense. So, Dr. V, yeah. So I'm here to help. And if you ever need somebody to talk to, if you're ever in a place where you feel like you're at your wit's end with your spouse and you don't know if this is going to work, give me a try. I'm willing to be there and help you guys out, to help you unpack the issues that you are facing and to help you get to a place where you can fall in love all over again and live life together. That's T-W-O, together. All right. I am going to close this show out now because I wonder, is that really Cyndi Lauper? I see a Cyndi Lauper joint. I'm pretty sure that's not Cyndi Lauper, but if that's Cyndi Lauper, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure it's not Cyndi Lauper. But I'm closing the show out. Thank you guys so much for watching. I really appreciate you all, like, from the bottom of my heart. And if you know somebody that would benefit from this, please share this with them. Let them see this video, especially if they're in a co-parenting, a blended family situation. You can also watch past episodes. You can watch past episodes by going to Get Vocal, by going to YouTube, or by checking it out on my Facebook page. Not only that, you can visit any of the major podcasting platforms out there. Type in and search Togetherness, T-W-O-Togetherness Podcast, and you can listen to this on your way to work, while you're working out at the gym. Some of us made New Year's resolutions and we're looking to listen to some quality stuff. Hey, try this out. Hey, Dr. Vibe, I was ending my show so I can get to you. And you're already in here. Like, what's up? I was like really ending so I can get into your show. Oh, wait, on Facebook, Edwin writes, everything has to play out organically. More listening than talking with them. Let them develop their voice and discover their own lessons and have to learn. And I think that's a very important point, Edwin. There isn't a cookie cutter solution for marriage problems. There isn't. People go through different struggles, and they handle each struggle very differently. So that's why it's important to unpack and not go into it thinking that I have all the answers, because I don't have all the answers. But one thing I can do is, with working with the couple, identify those things that we need to do together to help bring the couples or the individuals to a place of happiness, healing, and moving forward. All right. But thank you guys so much for your input. Thank you so much for watching on Facebook. Thank you so much for watching on Get Vocal. Thank you so much for watching on YouTube. And if you're listening on a podcast, thank you so much for listening on a podcast. My name is Dre. This is Rap with Dre on the Togetherness Podcast, How to Make a Blended Family Work. Next week is Valentine's Day, and I will not be having you guys looking at this pretty face, this handsome face, next week, when you should be looking at the handsome, beautiful face of your spouse. All right? So, everybody have a good night. We won't be airing next week. The next time we air again will be March 21st. So, everybody enjoy your Valentine's Day next week. Enjoy the time with your loved one. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night. God bless you all. I am out.